Well, hello, my name is Marvina, and I'm with DC Central Kitchen, and we also partner with AU American University. So we're out in the community talking to people about how the pandemic has affected them. Can you just give me your first name?
Carl.
Carl. So, Mr. Carl, what has been the biggest challenge for you and your family during the pandemic?
Well, it's been pretty rough. Everything just shut down on us, you know?
Yeah.
And right now, I'm not at work right now because I just got a pacemaker put in.
Okay.
It's not from the pandemic, but it's just other issues.
Okay.
And that's what's been maintaining and holding me back right now.
Okay. So is there anything good that has come out of the pandemic for you or your family?
Oh, yes. Spending more time with my family.
Okay.
Spending more time and getting to know them more better, you know?
Good.
I really didn't get a chance to have that because I've been at work so much because I work all the time.
Okay. Okay. So can you take one word and describe what the pandemic means to you? How, you know what I'm saying? What you think of it?
Well,
in one word?
Wow, that's hard. It's been pretty rough. I mean, the pandemic, a lot of people have been dying over, getting sick, so...
So
I grieve for
rough.
The family. Yes, I grieve for the other families, you know?
Yes. And
just, I'm glad my family hasn't been, you know, portrayed by that, you know?
Okay. And is there something that you hope
I'd be glad when it's over.
Once the pandemic is over, is there something that you hope that'll be different for, you know, you, your family, or your community?
Just go back to the original, the same that it used to be, you know?
Okay.
Unmasked and... contact, you know,
okay,
with other individuals.
Okay, so can you tell me where you get your information from that, you know, you trust for you and your family?
Oh, I work for DC Housing Authority, so I get it from my job, and we check in on, like, do our COVID test every day.
Okay. And how has it been for you navigating food? Have you had any problems?
No problem.
Do you come to this corner store often?
Yes.
You do? Do you purchase the fresh fruits and vegetables that they have here?
They don't really have any.
Well, you know, they started the DC Central Kitchen now has healthy corners. We get finished, go in and take a look and see what we get finished.
Yeah, because I've been trying to ask them to get fruit. Because I say instead of selling candy, because I don't give candy to my kids.
Okay,
you know?
Absolutely.
I try to give them fruits
right.
And vegetables.
Okay, so.
Now I'm glad they have it.
Yeah, okay.
And then, but when they did have it, it wasn't good. It was rotten.
Okay.
So that's a good look.
Yes. And have there been any programs that have helped you and your family?
Martha's Table and stuff like that. Yes, there's programs out here.
Okay. And y'all,
DC Kitchen, you know.
Yes.
Feed the homeless. I'll be seeing them in the parks and all that, helping the community, you know.
Okay. So do you or your family members use WIC?
No.
No WIC. Oh, okay, and
I'm trying to get a picture.
Okay, come on, move over a little bit. I'm sorry. So, is there anything that we didn't talk about? So, how do you think that the district government has done in handling the situation throughout the pandemic?
I think they did a pretty good job.
Okay. And so, is there anything that you would like to talk about that I didn't ask you about? Anything that you just want to say?
I was wondering, is this like what the Bible say, the mark of the beast? They said that was coming to existence, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And like the getting the chip put in you and all that. I was thinking that this was a part of that, you know?
Okay.
The pandemic.
Yeah, okay.
Because they said everybody's going to need a card to get this and to get that. So I was thinking about that, too. That was on my mind real strong.
Okay.
That's why I was scared, really, to get the shots, but I went on and did it anyway because my job.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you
very
much.
You have a wonderful day. Certainly. Thank you.